KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Temperatures in the upper 30s. As we're into Sunday and Monday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 59.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seeds don't enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National FFA Organization announced its new Agricultural Education for All roadmap. The plan outlines the strategies the organization is taking to support inclusion, diversity, and equity. The FFA wants to ensure that the organization is bully-free and it reflects society's demographics and membership, leadership, staff, and celebrates individuality. Mark Peschel is the CEO of the FFA. He says FFA is building the next generation of leaders, and the world needs leaders with diverse backgrounds, experiences, ideas, and identities. Through agricultural education and FFA, students can take these experiences and apply them to their communities. Some examples of the step FFA will take include creating a dedicated inclusion, diversity, and equity staff position in the national office. They're also relaunching the HO Sergeant Award to recognize individuals who have achieved success in promoting inclusion, diversity, and equity in agriculture education in the FFA. They'll also develop an Ag Education for All immersion curriculum and an online platform to build empathy, respect, and inclusion for others, as well as training educators to be agriculture education for all facilitators. Dr. Roger Cleveland, the director of the Center for Research in the Eradication of Educational Disparities, has been working closely with the FFA to develop this roadmap. Legislation recently introduced in the Senate would bring much-needed reform to the National Resources Conservation Service Conservation Compliance Program. The NRCS Wetlands Compliance and Appeals Reform Act was introduced by South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. It would require the NRCS to provide more evidence in determining wetlands and give farmers more rights in the appeal process. The American Farm Bureau has documented situations in which farmers have been hurt by repeated, unjustified, and costly decisions by the NRCS. These issues, they say, must be addressed. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some good news came out yesterday in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, as Kansas did report yesterday collected nearly $73 million more than expected in tax revenue for the month of September. However, the top revenue official in the state does say economic outlook in the coming months could remain uncertain due to the continued pandemic. Cake News reports that the State Department of Revenue did collect nearly $729 million in taxes last month, above the expected $656 million. The surplus of the 11% for the month was tied largely to better than expected income tax collection, meaning that it's good news on the front of individuals getting back to work. In other news, the Brooksville Hotel in Abilene, Kansas, that's known for its family ownership and its family-style chicken dinners, has announced that it would be closing its doors. Cake News reports that the owners, Mark and Connie Martin, have announced on Facebook yesterday that the restaurant would be closing due to the lack of traffic from COVID-19. They were the fourth generation in the family to operate the restaurant. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Level qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
The Douglas County District Attorney's Office is still deciding whether to file charges for two incidents earlier this year where vehicles drove into protests in Lawrence. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that, meanwhile, at least three defendants have been charged for similar allegations that weren't protest-related. On May 31st, video shows a woman accelerating an SUV into protesters during a march against police brutality. On June 29th, another woman drove an SUV through protesters' makeshift barricade and into a crowd. No serious injuries were reported. An official with the DA's office says there were differences between the cases involving the protesters and other cases. And a 41-year-old Manhattan, Kansas man is hospitalized in critical condition after being shot by police following a lengthy standoff. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the shooting happened early on Friday morning after the man allegedly used a gun to threaten a relative. The name of the man who was shot has not been released. Riley County Police spokeswoman Rachel Pate said the two officers who fired at the man are on administrative leave and another department, the Lawrence Police Department, is handling the investigation of the shooting. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Two top Nebraska officials urging voters not to give their ballot to an unfamiliar third party who promises to turn it in on their behalf. Governor Pete Ricketts and Secretary of State Bob Evnen warned that state law doesn't protect people who surrender their ballot to a third party, even if the recipient throws it away. Ricketts and Evnen, both Republicans, say they don't know of any cases of abuse in Nebraska, but they pointed to recent claims of ballot harvesting in a U.S. House race in Minnesota. Thelma Sutcliffe is celebrating a birthday, her 114th. The Omaha World Herald reports Sutcliffe was born October 1st of 1906 in what then was the town of Benson. The genealogy research group says she's the oldest living resident of Nebraska, the fourth oldest American, and the 11th oldest person on the planet. Happy birthday. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sporty Sorento and Soul through KMF at 1333 for 1,000 miles. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 by group rebate. 25-year dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was in Marysville last Thursday touring the high school and speaking with administration. Rogers got to see the new ag addition and also talked about how the school is dealing with COVID.
I was very excited to see the Ag Technology Center and meet your new superintendent. And I think overall we're seeing just lots of care and concern, understand the challenges that a local board faces, along with administration and teachers doing everything they can to keep kids safe. And that's not always easy. They've got a big challenge as well as to make academic progress. So we've added a lot to their plate, so to speak.
The public was invited, and the lieutenant governor said many topics were discussed.
Well, we talked a lot about priority issues that we have for the Office of Rural Prosperity. How do we expand broadband in our rural communities? It's so vital to precision agriculture. Anybody that wants to start a business or even people that want to work remotely, that's really key. We talked about the need for rural housing and also childcare. The thing we've heard on all of our tours, people want the ability to have a good job that pays well. They want to live in a place where they could raise their family and that they also want to live in a community that is concerned about quality of life. Those are things that we discussed, and you know, I kind of tried to take an inventory of how people felt through Marysville.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was a guest on this last weekend's public affairs program, and it can be heard in its entirety by going to our website, KNDYradio.com.
Michael A. Mike Waters, age 67, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Waters.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Share more traditions, share more wonder with the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Debut event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Come see all the new releases for the 2020 Christmas season, pick up your pre-orders, and get the best bonus points of the season. Don't miss this event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level troughs still overhead across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us these cool temperatures as we're seeing winds aloft out of the north-northwest. Otherwise, quiet weather for today. We do have a system that's going to move in from the northwest, just bringing us cloudy skies in our area. Some areas could see a little bit of some rain showers. Otherwise, for the weekend, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, and we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head into next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 38. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures lower 60s, and Sunday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Some frost this morning, reporting a low of 32. Average high temperature early October 76, recent record high 92 in 2006. The average low 49, record low 31 in 2004. Sunset this evening 7:06, sunrise the morning at 7:24.
October is National Apple Month. We will observe it today with some surprising apple facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 2nd, the 276th day of the year. Musician Don McLean has a birthday, and the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. How much does America love apples? If you're the average person, you'll consume about 16 pounds of fresh apples each year, and more than double that in sauces, ciders, and juices. The most popular variety has changed in recent years. The Gala apple has surpassed Red Delicious for the top spot. Granny Smith, Fuji, and Golden Delicious complete the top five. And while more than 2,500 varieties are grown in the U.S., most are ancestors of seeds imported from Europe. Only one apple is native to North America, the sour crab apple. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry speaks of the benefits for residents and families.
It is going to give us better roads to travel on, more city funding for better streets and improvements. And as a mother of a young child in school, the new funding that's going to be provided to the school cannot come soon enough. Not to mention, we're using a renewable energy resource.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley says it's too early to write off the 18th-ranked Sooners as they seek their fourth straight college football playoff appearance. The Sooners have overcome losses to make the playoff before, but their margin of error is slim as they head into Saturday night's game at Iowa State. The Cyclones have given OU fits since 2016. Other than Kansas State, which has beaten the Sooners two straight years, no Big 12 team has played them tougher the last 4 years. Iowa State looking to beat Oklahoma in Ames for the first time since 1960. K-State Wildcats return home to face Texas Tech tomorrow, both teams 1-1. The Red Raiders are coming off a dramatic overtime loss to Texas after leading the game late. K-State hopes to force more turnovers, which proved key against the Sooners last weekend. I'm Rick Averett. Friday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
The Tennessee Titans find themselves back in waiting mode, hoping the NFL allows them back inside their headquarters by next Tuesday. Their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that was scheduled for Sunday in Nashville now postponed until later in the season after one additional Titans player and one personnel member tested positive for COVID-19. Appalachian State has postponed next week's football game against Louisiana Lafayette due to positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing. The school announced the move 6 days before the teams were set to meet in Sun Belt Conference play in Boone, North Carolina. That game will be rescheduled for either December 4th or 5th.
games on the docket as it stands. Texas Tech Red Raiders, as aforementioned, with Kansas State. That game kicks off at 2:30 tomorrow. Also at 2:30 tomorrow, Oklahoma State and KU will take the field. And on Sunday, it's the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs idle last week after Chapman suffered COVID-19 issues. On the road in quest of their first win of the season, Marysville 0-3 at Council Grove, 2-2 tonight. The game live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Bulldog head coach Dustin Hoyer.
They've played some good football early in the year here. I know they've been hit a little bit by the injury bug. It makes it a little bit tougher for us because we've got to kind of prepare for some different scenarios as far as who's playing different positions for them. But I think it's going to be a good test for our guys to get back out on the field, and hopefully we're able to demonstrate that that off week was good for us, and from an assignment perspective, that we're in a better spot going forward.
Additional comments from Dustin Hoyer on our Coach's Corner this evening following sports and on our pregame show. Valley Heights Mustangs host Homecoming and Waubonsie tonight. Waubonsie suffering some quarantine issues with COVID-19. May be questionable in number of players able to participate. Valley Heights coach Tony Trimble.
Waubonsie is a much improved team from last year. You know, I'm not sure what they're bringing to the game, but I just know that they're a better football team. Their quarterback's really good at scrambling and creating time, extending plays so that they can get receivers open. And we got to get really good in covering and locking on to our receivers once the quarterback starts to scramble. We got to try to contain him in the pocket and keep him from running around. And hopefully, if we can do that, we'll be successful.
Valley Heights Waubonsie live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on demand. College action Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 12:30. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 1:30. Friday night football, Marysville back in action on the road at Council Grove. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights homecoming hosting Waubonsie. Live on FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on demand. Hanover homecoming will host Osborne. Axtell kicks off at Frankfort. Centralia versus Jeff County North. Washington County at Burlingame. Diller Odell at Meade. Southern entertains Tri-County.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. When looking for a large, graceful, and easy-to-grow houseplant, consider a Schefflera, also known as umbrella plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This tropical beauty can grow 8 to 10 feet tall and half as wide indoors. The shorter dwarf Schefflera grows 4 to 6 feet high and wide. Place it in a bright location for best results. Water thoroughly when the top inch of soil is dry, and don't let the plant sit in excess water that can lead to root rot. Schefflera prefers warm temperatures between 65 and 70 degrees, and leaves turn black and drop when the plant is exposed to temperatures of 50 degrees or colder. Avoid drafts of hot and cold air from heat and air conditioner vents, windows, and doors that can cause leaf drop. Keep it out of the reach of cats and dogs, as this plant causes intense mouth and throat discomfort when eaten. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
If something is rated triple X, it might not be suitable for all eyes and ages. However, the triple X here bills itself as a family place. And I will attest, it is. Come with me on a trip to a triple X establishment on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The story of this restaurant goes back over a century.
The name Triple X came from back in 1895 when this whole process started and the formulation started. The barrels that they put the Triple X root beer in were marked with three X's. And it actually is a grading system from way back. 1X being good, 2X being better, and 3X's being the best. Hence the name Triple X.
Greg Ehrsman and his wife Carrie own the Triple X Family Restaurant in West Lafayette, Indiana.
The name Triple X came about because they thought their product was so good, it wasn't just XXX good, it was Triple XXX good. It was three times as good as the best of anything else. That's where the name Triple X came from.
Hence the name Triple X Family Restaurant. Good old-fashioned root beer is still served today.
It still exists, and we're still serving it today. We've got it available on tap here and at our second restaurant, Route 66 Diner, here in West Lafayette. We also have it available in bottles that we ship all over the country.
Greg's family purchased the restaurant in 1980. They'd been familiar with the eatery for years.
My dad is a retired letter carrier and came in here for lunch every single day. And you know, during the time that he was working, he'd stop in here, get a double cheese and a cup of coffee, and he was good to go for the rest of the day.
The Triple X has expanded six times, yet it's still a small diner. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
It's almost walnut harvest time. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Know what to look for while the nuts are still on the tree, because once they fall to the ground, the squirrels might as well have them, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you have black walnut trees and harvest the nuts, you have to grab them before the squirrels do. They seem to know exactly when the nuts are ready. Michelle Warmond is a state fruit extension specialist at the University of Missouri. She says squirrels are smart because nuts harvested off the tree are the best quality. Black walnuts are ready when the husk is still green and they pass a dent test. This is done by pressing the husk with your thumb. When most of the walnuts dent, the tree is ready to be picked. Warmond suggests using a tool called a fruit harvester.
You often see people using those for apples. This tool has a wire basket with fingers on it. It's attached to a 10-foot pole, and it's used to pick the nuts off the tree. Also, people can use just a long pole and hit the limbs to dislodge the walnuts.
Once the walnuts are harvested, husk them soon to prevent the kernels from turning black and developing off flavors. She says homeowners often use creative methods such as running over the nuts with a vehicle or using other abrasive means to remove the tough husks. After husking, hang the walnuts in loose woven bags to air dry for about 5 weeks. Then inspect each one.
If any of the shells are cracked or have little fissures in them, throw those out because they may be already infected with molds or some type of microorganism. And the way you can tell that you have infected kernels, they're often yellow or orangish colored, or they may even have blue streaking in the kernels.
Learn more about harvesting walnuts at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
C&K Service salutes the local 4-H clubs and leaders for their dedication to the 4-H ideals. Thank you for the education you give to the youth in the community. Everyone appreciates the hard work the leaders put forth in making the young people successful. From your friends at C&K Service in Sabetha.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning a great speckled bird. Bird is the Bible, touch of God desiring to lower her standard. They watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching. But really they find no mistake. I am glad I have learned of her meekness. I am proud that my name is on her book. For I want to be one never fearing. Of my Savior's true love, when he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he writes in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the that great speckled bird.
The first time someone asked me if I had a will, I was taken aback. Who, me? I am not that old. Hi, I'm Callie Priest with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, at first blush, creating a will may seem morbid or depressing, but in reality, it's one of the most loving and generous things you can do for your family, and it's never too early to create one. When you have a will, your money and possessions will be passed on to those you designate. And if you have children, a will can make sure they're cared for by the people you choose. And a will is a great way to continue to be generous even after you're gone from this earth. You can name your favorite charities or your church's beneficiaries of your money or assets. Remember, God wants you to be a good steward of all He has given you, even when you're gone. Whether it's your kids, your finances, or your possessions. So make sure you have a will in place. You'll have more financial clarity and more gratitude and meaning in your life. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential as 1 out of 8 women will be diagnosed with the disease. If you are experiencing discomfort, redness, or lumps, please contact a doctor. From Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Care Center.
A substantial environmental case for diversified crop rotations. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up